Leslie.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Brian Nastasi. I'm your scout executive for the Corvera Council. I'm joined tonight with two board members. We've got Derek Casey, who is our general counsel, legal counsel for the Corvera Council. Roger Darrow, vice president of program. And excited that you guys are all joining on this call tonight. We're hoping that this will be the first in a series of phone calls that you call into and learn a little bit more about what's going on with the council overall and what's going on with our National Boy Scouts of America. Let me get started with this. The mission of the Boy Scouts of America is the most important thing that we do for scouting and their families and must be preserved. The mission of the Boy Scouts of America is to prepare young people to make ethical and moral choices over their lifetimes by instilling in them the values of the Scout Oath and Scout Law. No volunteer, staff member, board member, or camp property is more important than the mission of the Boy Scouts of America. Times like now will define our movement for our lifetime. Unique challenges such as the National BSA bankruptcy and the COVID virus create opportunities for us to take action now. We no longer need to sit back and wait for National or the Council to tell us what to do. I will talk tonight about how to take that action at the end of the call. As for transparency, since March 11th till today, we have sent out seven communication pieces. At the first place you want to find official communication, that is www.quivera.org. Our website is the most important piece of communication that we use to get our word out to the entire scouting organization. We have spoken to countless unit leaders over continuing scouting and challenging in meetings and camping, recruiting, and friends of scouting. These are definitely different times for us. We've shared our council budget for 2020 with board members and district chairs to share with the rest of the scouting family. The Quivera budget is no more than scouting program expressed in dollars. On May 14th, we sent out our MailChimp to all of our MailChimp emails, which you can sign up for at quivera.org. We sent that out May 14th, and it was our April month-end financials with notes and events of cancellation, camp property challenges, and threats ahead to the council. This was an important move that we made in order to keep transparency at the front end of everything that we do. As you know, all decisions are made collectively between staff and volunteers. Decisions to redistrict, to reorganize our staff, to cancel summer camps, and to close camps. How we respond to those challenges should be scout-like behavior. The Scout Oath and Law is our guide. Now let me turn it over to Derek Casey, our legal counsel. Derek?
Thank you, Brian. I probably know most of you on this call tonight. My name is Derek Casey. I'm a lawyer, and I'm the general counsel for Quivera Council. In that role, I attend a lot of meetings. I advise key leadership on legal issues and generally look out for legal issues involving the council. And what I want to talk about tonight, keeping up this transparency issue. Oh, let me back up one more thing. My communications, of course, as a lawyer with the leadership of the council are privileged communications. They're confidential. Our communications here tonight are not. This is an effort at the transparency that Brian's talking about. And I'm going to be discussing things generally as they affect the council relating to the bankruptcy, but we're not going to get into any of our strategies or what are some of our particular matters that are subject to that privilege. I want to talk about the national bankruptcy, and I think a few words on about what bankruptcy is will be important to kind of start this conversation. Bankruptcy is a federal procedure. When a person or an entity becomes financially insolvent, they can go to a bankruptcy court to get relief from their creditors. The bankruptcy court acquires jurisdiction over the property of the insolvent debtor, that is, assets and liabilities, and tries to find a way either to reorganize those assets and liabilities so that the person or the entity can continue on their financial path, or will order a liquidation of assets and will pay off the creditors according to certain priorities as best they can. As I'm sure everyone here is aware, the Boy Scouts of America Incorporated as an entity filed for bankruptcy protection in the Federal District Court in Delaware on February 18th, 2020. The primary motivation for that was the growing number of lawsuits alleging sexual abuse by former scouts who had suffered sexual abuse during their time in scouting. Those are contingent liabilities, but they were substantial enough to force the organization into bankruptcy to seek protection. One of the questions that's come up that I think is important to understand when we're talking about the property of a bankrupt entity is the relationship between Quivira Council and Boy Scouts of America. On paper, Quivira Council, Boy Scouts of America, Inc. is a separate entity from the national organization. However, the national organization exercises a lot of control over all the councils, not just our council, but our council, but all councils across the nation. So there is a question then as to whether we are truly all separate entities or whether we are just one large entity administered by the Boy Scouts national organization. And that's an issue that is being argued and will be argued and is before the court and will be a large part of this discussion. What I think it's important that everybody understands is that that is an issue, that that is a question, is how separate entities, how separate we really are. Turning to the current status of the bankruptcy, the only entity in the bankruptcy court is the National Boy Scouts, and I believe there's a council in Delaware that has filed along with them, so there's actually two parties to the bankruptcy, two debtors. The case is proceeding. The bankruptcy court has issued a preliminary injunction on the motion of the national organization to stay all lawsuits that are filed against the national entity. That means they can still be filed, but once they're filed, they're automatically stayed by the bankruptcy court order, and the bankruptcy court actually takes the jurisdiction over it. That deadline right now for that preliminary injunction or temporary injunction is July 6th. It'll expire, but the court is going to extend that until November 16th for the national organization and also for all local councils, including our council, who cooperate in providing certain information, basic information about properties that are held. And we haven't made a decision yet as to whether we're going to comply with it. We'll be making that decision in the next few days to extend that deadline. That November date, November 16th, 2020, is an important date. And if you haven't seen it already, you're going to start seeing a lot of communications, advertisements, TV, radio, internet, emails, advising people of this bar date, and if they were sexually abused in any manner within scouting organization, they need to file a claim by that date. You're going to see a lot of lawyers' commercials. You're going to see a large marketing campaign by the national organization to notify everybody of this bar date. And it's very important that this information gets out. I know you're going to be concerned about it impacting recruiting and how it's going to impact the organization, but from the perspective of addressing these claims and compensating these victims, it's very important that we identify every victim and every potential claim that arose before the bankruptcy action was filed in February and get those claims before the bankruptcy court, because those claims that are not made by 5 o'clock close of business November 16th will be forever barred. And if there's not adequate notice out there to them, to all the people who potentially could have claims, then that bar date may not hold and may not be effective. So that's why you're going to see the national organization really pushing hard to find all these victims and people who may have claims, and you're going to see a lot of advertisements. Just brace yourselves. It's good and it's bad, but we need to get through this part. What's happening right now is the court has appointed 3 mediators to work with the parties to try to get a settlement agreement to resolve all this and resolve all these claims. We don't know what that'll look like. In other bankruptcies of similar natures, there's usually been a large trust fund that's been created that's administered independently to evaluate and pay these claims as they come in, and I think they'll be looking to that for some models of it, but they're just starting on that process of mediation. I think that pretty much covers everything. Our role from our position on a council, just generally speaking, we're going to stay involved. There's a local council committee that's involved in the bankruptcy court. We're not a party to the bankruptcy proceeding. But through that local council committee, we monitor what's happening in the bankruptcy action. And we have regular input from them sometimes twice a week. And we have conference calls with them so that we stay abreast of what's going on. And we're going to continue to do that for the foreseeable future and watch what happens. I think that's all I have, Brian, unless there's anything else you want me to address.
No, I think that's great. Thank you.
Hey, Dick, while there's a break here, this is Dow Summers, and I just got in. I heard Brian talk, and I've heard Dick talk, and so I'm ready to be a part of your program.
Okay, Roger Darrow.
Thank you, Brian. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Roger Darrow. I'm the Vice President of Program. And the first thing I'd like to talk briefly about is summer camps and cancellations. There were several factors that came together, and one of them primarily is COVID-19 and the Ad Astra plan for recovery that was issued by the state of Kansas. Along with those two factors, cancellations of campers and units effectively eliminated our ability to conduct a viable resident camp at Quivira Council. With that, I do really want to recognize the Herculean effort that was expended to save or salvage this camp by volunteers, professional staff, Ranger Paul, the Properties Committee, the Program Committee, camp staff. We met weekly to go over detailed battle plans based on an almost daily fluctuation in local, state, and national guidelines. It's important to note that all these groups work together as one to deliver the promise in a way we have never done before. There were daily phone calls, daily texts, emails. The effort was profound.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of the team, proud of the effort, and disappointed that it wasn't enough. When it became clear camp was not viable, we sought out the help of a nearby council who agreed to take our campers and customs. Ultimately, they also had to cancel. Again, unprecedented effort and cooperation. Now let me talk briefly about refunds. The financial impact to the council is significant. Camp is 27% of the budget. Camp refund requests already submitted for PACs and troops, individuals and adults, will be processed in the next 2 weeks and issued in late June. COVID-19 has had such a broad negative impact on our community. Families have been struck by restrictions, threats to employment and their health. Lastly, we had to postpone our normal summer adventures, as nearly 70% of the councils in the United States did. So we would ask that, if possible, you consider applying a portion of the camp fees that have been paid towards the 2020 summer camp to 2021 summer camp, or experiences that are available right now and lined up for 2020. Making a gift of a portion of your camp fees to Quivira Council Friends of Scouting, or going ahead and signing up for events that are open to register now. But above all, know this: if you made a refund request, that will be honored as promised. However, if you do choose to apply some of your refund to summer camp next year, you'll get it at the 2020 rate. And there are many activities available to you right now through the remainder of the year. We haven't been wishing and wondering, we've been planning. So right now you can register for Rediscover Summer Blast. That'll be July 31st through August 2nd at QSR. That's available on the website. On August 14th through 16th at QSR is an event that has never occurred before in our council called the Iron Scout Competition. It should be a hoot, actually. We've got Weebelow's Woods coming in October. Scout Con is probably the most widely attended event we have. That is November 6th through 8th. Don't forget, it's been 10 years since the University of Scouting. So nobody has the excuse to say, I already heard it, I already done it. So November 14th for University of Scouting. My final thoughts that I'd like to share with you are pretty simple. It's time to get out and get scouting. Use this time to help plan your events for the year. You've never had more time to get your whole year planned out. Use this time to plan recruitment. Don't wait for somebody to do it for you. You know, the best recruiters are the members of your own units. Use this time to put that plan together. And lastly, get scouting and get outside.
Roger, thank you. Excellent job. So I will tell you, this is definitely a unique time for us, and we need to face it and come up with ways we can continue to do scouting and do quality scouting. I saw lots of units using Zoom for advancement, for patrol meetings, for troop meetings, for PAC meetings. And now I'm beginning to see pictures of social distancing court of honors. We're starting to see families come in and their sons pick up their Eagle packets in the office here. Yeah, the scout shop is open. We do have different hours. Obviously, those hours can be, you can see what those hours are on at quivera.org. If you should have questions about tonight's call, you can send your questions to 198communications@scouting.org. We will be doing this again on July 1st. We'll have different topics. We may have another visiting lawyer with us, Derek. Thanks for doing this tonight. But the call to action for all of us is to reinvigorate your passion for scouting. If there's a den leader spot that needs to be filled, find somebody or yourself, step up and do that. If we need a new scoutmaster, and we've had the same one for the past 10 years or longer, help that person get into a different spot in the unit and find new blood. We definitely need to reinvigorate ourselves after the past few months of being quarantined and staying indoors and God forbid away from one another. This is a great opportunity for us to show the scouting spirit, to step up and take on a new role of scouting, and to bring in and embrace scouting values in a bold new way. The most fantastic words I ever hear a scouter say is, "How can I help?" Don't wait, go ask, find the job, get it nailed down, and do your best. Finally, may the great Scoutmaster of all Scoutmasters be with us until we meet again, and may we follow the trail that leads to him. Good night, Scouters. Okay.